I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The right-hander sets. He holds and he pitches. Swinging a long drive. Left center field. Way, way back there. Toward the wall. It's a grand slam. And the Nationals lead 6-4. Park as the Nationals draw closer to clinching a postseason spot.
Yeah, buddy, that was your friend and mine, Trey Turner, giving the Nats a 6-4 lead, which would eventually lead to a 6-5 victory, sending the Nationals into the postseason just when DC needed it, just when we needed that pick-me-up. The Washington Nationals were there. They always tell you that the best revenge is living well, just wait and let time take care of everything, and it sure enough did, having to eliminate Bryce Harper and the Philadelphia Phillies at the same time as we go to the postseason, picking the entire city up. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm in need of a pick-me-up, you got to lean on a friend and a guy who's always been there, long been there, for all Redskins fans whenever they need something to feel positive about. DC sports fans in general, whenever they need something to feel positive about, is my boy Grant Paulson. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him in just to take me through how to feel as this roller coaster that I'm on as a DC sports fan actually hits this crescendo. How's it going,
Reese,
man?
What's going on, man? It's good. I just got out of the clubhouse. What an amazing scene at Nats Park. I think you're onto something. It was therapeutic for these fans in this town who watched the Redskins get embarrassed last night. And they were looking for something good and positive. And I don't think anybody thought the Nats would clinch this early. Their magic number was 3 going into today. So they had to sweep a doubleheader, something they've only done a handful of times in their history. And they needed help from the Cubs to lose to a Pirates team that never wins games anymore. And all three of those things happened. It was an unbelievable scene. The Nats game wrapped up, as I'm sure you saw, Reese, a few minutes before the Pirates-Cubs game did, literally about 2 minutes before. So the players are celebrating the field, then all turn, and immediately they put the Cubs-Pirates game on the big screen, and they're watching the game with the fans before going into the clubhouse to celebrate. And this team gets after it, man. It was lit. It's just, they party. They dance. They celebrate. I posted a bunch of videos already on Twitter. It was an incredible environment and scene. Watching the electricity for this team. They were counted out at 19-31, the second worst record in the National League, May 24th. And people were wondering if Davey Martinez was going to get fired, how many players would be traded, would they deal Max Scherzer and Anthony Rendon at the deadline? I mean, those are some of the silly things being written around the country, and now they're headed to the playoffs.
I saw some of the celebrations, man. The climate change protests had nothing on what was going on at Nats Park tonight and spilling out and all that. Now, the Nats have been saying the right things, and Dave Martinez has been saying the right things about taking it one game at a time, going 1-0, and trying to block out all the noise. But you had to feel there was some sort of a collective exhale from them, knowing that they actually were able to deliver this team and come back from that 19-31 start.
So I think you're right. I mean, they've really, as you know, been in the playoffs for months in a lot of ways. I mean, they've had no ability to let up. Every time they lose 2 in a row or 3 out of 4, it feels like it could be the beginning of the end for them because they've given themselves no margin for error. Luckily for the Nationals and their fans, they were one of the great teams the league has seen over the last several years in a stretch of 2 quarters of a season from about May 24th on. And so they were able to make up for their treacherous start. But there's no denying they haven't been able to take a break. They haven't been able to take a breath. And Trey Turner and Anthony Rendon are great examples of that. Juan Soto, those guys don't take days off. And we had Soto on the show a couple of months back now when he had started this stretch, and he said, I'm not going to. You know, his quote was, I'm tired of being poor, which I thought was incredible. But he said, I'm not going to take a day off. And Turner and Rendon were the same way, that they wanted to win every night. And as you said, Davey Martinez's philosophy and paradigm has been that they got to go 1-0 every day. And they know to do that, they got to be on the field. But I'll say this. I asked Trey Turner about this idea of taking a breath now and maybe, you know, spelling these guys for a couple days. And he essentially said they can't do that. He said you can't let off the gas pedal now because the fact is they really haven't accomplished anything. All they've done is guarantee themselves a nine-inning game with very likely Milwaukee. They don't even know where that game's going to be. But now that is when this whole thing starts. Mike Rizzo, as I was walking into the clubhouse today, said this is only the beginning. And I think it's important for them to remember that.
Well, that was actually my next question, because now they have, you know, some calculus to do about how they want to deal with the next few games and trying to get home field advantage for that one game, or rather just try and set themselves up for that one game wherever that may take place. So which way would you advise that they go?
So they might be able to do a little bit of both. If you have to prioritize, I think basically lining your team up the best way possible in terms of who you want pitching and being available. Let's say you start Scherzer, and maybe you're thinking about throwing Strasburg for an inning or two after him. Now, whatever you want to do with your lineup, with your pitching, with your bullpen, that's more important to me than where the game is played narrowly. Mm-hmm. I do think that if they have their druthers, they'd like to handle their business and knock both of those things out. But in talking to a couple of players tonight in the clubhouse, they all kind of said it doesn't really matter where the game's going to be played. They said we're going to have to win on the road in the playoffs regardless. So whether that's Milwaukee or Los Angeles, or if they got to a league championship series against, say, at Atlanta or, you know, another club, they're at some point going to have to win away from Nats Park. They know that, and they feel like if that's to start the whole thing in Milwaukee, then so be it.
Now, if you were to give advice to DC sports fans that are out here listening, wondering how good to feel, how emotionally vulnerable to allow themselves to be this close after such a painful Redskins loss yesterday, what would your advice be?
So, Reese, for me, and this is where I think sometimes I lose fans, and I'm a DC sports fan through and through, grew up, born and raised in Virginia, been here my whole life. I would say this, though. I am a believer in smelling the roses while you got them. I think there's enough time to be sad and to be dejected after teams lose, or if the Nats give up a three-run home run in the first inning in the play-in game. Right now is the happy time. This is the whole point. If you can't enjoy the good times, then why do we go through all the bad times? That's always kind of been my philosophy. So I say go hard, go crazy, and be excited and, you know, all day long tomorrow, soak this up and enjoy it for the next few days. Not to mention, if you're competent to the Redskins, look, they're 0-3. Obviously, their season's not quite done. I picked them to go 6-10, and I don't have that high a hope, to be frank. But you know, losing on Monday Night Football, as embarrassing it was to the Bears in Week 3, doesn't quite equate to what the Nats accomplished today. This is a six-month journey. This is 183 business days, 162 games, and you know, they've been grinding since April, and really before that when they showed up at spring training for tonight. And there was a really big chunk of the first part of the season where it didn't look like tonight was going to be possible, and where people thought their manager would be blown out and their front office would have to be restructured. That didn't happen because this team kept scratching and clawing, and you got to give them a lot of credit, and I think fans should be elated about that.
You know, I appreciate your positivity, and I expect nothing else out of somebody that has to deal with Danny Ruye on a daily basis. How do you manage that?
It's not easy, bro. I mean, you know this. You've been around that block. I'll say this. I like nothing more than I do doing the show with him. It's a treat, and we have a lot of fun, and it beats working for a living to go hang out with your buddy and talk sports and BS for 4 hours. But at the same time, he is extremely negative, and it does wear on you after a while.
Man, I appreciate you. You're a guy that even when I was up in New York, I would listen to, you know, follow you on social media, all that good stuff. So, man, thank you for all the work that you do in general, and specifically thank you for tonight picking up the DC sports fan that really needed it. I mean, right when we really needed it, I appreciate it. A lot more people going to work Wednesday than went to work on Tuesday, I'll tell you that.
That's right. Be well, Reese. Thanks, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grant. That was Grant Paulson. Hey, you heard him. Smell the roses while you got them. You got to have a short memory. We got to be out here like a quarterback or a cornerback. Maybe not Josh Norman, but, you know, just a cornerback in general, just in the general sense of the word. There you have it. What an amazing journey, as he mentioned, starting out at 19-31. I believe it was only three teams that started that poorly and made the postseason in the history of Major League Baseball, which, you know, they've been playing since the 1400s. I think it was games going on during the Renaissance era. So, you know, baseball history goes back a long, long way. And our Washington Nationals have made history. Not only did they make history, they made history right at the expense of their ex, one Bryce Harper. Oh, how sweet it is. Oh, how sweet it is. And if the outside of Nat Stadium is any indication, people are taking Grant's advice to heart. They are smelling the roses, or the White Claw, or the Four Loko. They smell a lot. It was extra hard to find parking to get up here today. I can tell you that. People not parking straight. That's what's going on. But you know what? It's okay, because we deserve that. We deserve that as DC sports fans. And it is incredible. Now, turning the page, we still have to deal with the issue of Sunday. Because as much as I would love to take some time off, maybe just focus on the Nationals and just really embrace that positivity, we do have the issue with the fact that we cannot suspend the Redskins season. Unfortunately, they will continue to play games, and we will have to continue to watch them. So to that end, Redskins group therapy begins when I come back from break. I told you guys I'll be taking your calls, and I'll continue to do that. 800-636-1067. If you've been hurt by Dan Snyder, come between you and your family members, made you a pariah at work, maybe in your own home, taking your time, your money, your self-esteem, your pride of place, give me a call. Let's work through it. 800-636-1067. If the Nationals win today, getting into the postseason wasn't enough to pick you up, if you're still going through it, I want you to give me a call, and we can work through the five stages of grief and loss together. We can do it. And that includes you, Adrian Peterson, because I know you're going through it as well. You are welcome to call. I won't even make you wait. I'm Reese Waters. This is 106.7 The Fan. I am back. And thank you, Nationals, for announcing my return in incredibly historic fashion. I appreciate you guys for getting my back. We'll be back with Redskins group therapy after this. FedEx tried to throw a little dirt on our shoulders. Thank you, Nats, for brushing it off a little bit. I will say this, man. I want to embrace the positivity, because yesterday I was at work, people feeling down outside the job, people smoking, you know, don't smoke, wobbling in the lobby. I'm trying to help people out. And I said, look, okay, look at the positives, okay? Because up until this point, the Redskins fan base has been one of the most unheralded in all of sports in terms of what we've had to go through. And when you try and point to what we've had to go through, typically we got to point to numbers. But sometimes you need something visceral. And the only thing that we really had up to this point was the Jim Zorn play. You remember the Jim Zorn play? We were down 24-0 to the New York Giants, and instead of kicking a 38-yard field goal, they decided to swing everybody to the left, and it went horribly wrong. You remember that. That was the only thing that we had up to this point. But it had been surpassed. You know, I believe the Colts had a play similar to that against the Patriots, and that got a lot more attention. And, of course, the butt fumble got a lot more attention. What do we have to point to as Redskins fans to show people just how bad it's been? And just when it reached rock bottom, what did we get? A man stirring a vat of Gatorade with a full sleeve of paper cups. I don't know if you saw that in the background of Jay Gruden yesterday when they showed that, my man stirring the Gatorade with the plastic sleeve of cups. Now we have that to point to. You know what else we have to point to? The flag that wouldn't fly. I don't know if you guys saw the flag that wouldn't fly. I will post that on social media if you didn't see it. Now we have things to point to. Case Keenum thinking he's on the goal line when he's out in the middle of the field trying to stretch the ball out and fumbling. Now we have that to point to. When you ask me, hey, man, what's it like being a Redskins fan? I don't have to go to numbers anymore. I can just say, you know what? You know what being a Redskins fan is like? Trying to stir a vat of Gatorade with a sleeve of paper cups. That's what I have to point to. And I thank you for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Typically, when you're in a situation like we're in, as a fan base, you look at Schadenfreude. You turn into crabs in a barrel. You just look for other people to actually pick you up, making you feel better about you by denigrating them. We can't even do that. The Cowboys get to play an early season SEC schedule. I don't know that they've played an NFL team yet. The Eagles look a hot mess, but they beat us, though. They got that. And I'm like, well, at least we won't be the worst team in the division. At least we have the New York Giants, who did everything in their power to make sure they finish in last place. Oh, no, Daniel Jones could actually play. How about that? That's just what I needed. Just what I needed was to see Danny Dimes trending on my Twitter. Who in the world is Danny Dimes? Oh, they already got a nickname for Daniel Jones. Can that ever happen for us? Can that ever happen for us? As soon as RG3 had a nickname, he was injured. We can't even get Schadenfreude with this team because the division won't let us do that. I heard they were chanting Haskins at the stadium yesterday. I don't know. If I'm Haskins' friends or family, I don't even know that I want that. Hey, man, you keep getting these checks without having to go out there and perform. That's never a bad way to go. That is never a bad way to go. It's rough. But you know what I will say? I don't think the Redskins have changed. I think we've changed. We're not the same fan base we used to be. And that is a credit to the team surrounding the Redskins. The Redskins have been the Redskins for years. We are not the same fans. You know why? Because we won now. Because the Capitals changed us forever. We know what it's like to taste a championship, to taste winning. It's like if you've been in terrible relationships, that's all you know. But then you get a good man. The Capitals is a good man. Showed up when he was supposed to show up, took us out, treated us right. Now I'm not taking all that stuff no more when Dan Snyder come around. Hey, Dan Snyder, you take your old free agents and your lies and you're coming in late, cell phone ringing all in the middle of the night. Man, go on. I got a new man in my life called the Washington Capitals. That is what has changed us. So we are no longer as tolerant as we used to be. As evidence, it was the exact season right after the Caps won when all of a sudden you started getting stories about how empty the stadium was. That never used to be the case before. Everybody's talking about, sure, when Dallas would come to town, because it's Dallas fans that live among us like aliens, so we have to deal with that. Now it don't even be Dallas. The Bears. I never ran into no Bears fans at Pentagon City. I never been standing next to a Bears fan at Iverson Mall. It's never happened. Where did they come from? All of a sudden, the Bears taking over FedEx Field. That never used to happen. The Redskins haven't changed. We have changed. And you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It means that we have raised our expectations. And thanks to teams like the Nationals and even the Mystics. Mystics going to the WNBA Finals. Congratulations to them. Thank you to the team surrounding the Redskins for picking us up and giving us some hope and letting us in on the fact that it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. For years, we thought it had to be this way. We were victims. We thought it had to be this way. It gets better. Well, at least it can. Remember to give me a shout out. We're doing group therapy for the next hour. 800-636-1067. I'm Reese Waters on 106.7 The Fan. Let's start right now with Al from Chevrolet. Al, how you doing? Hello, Al.
You there? To Northwest. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Al. Because I hear it says that you thought we needed a moment of silence for the Redskins. I thought maybe you were starting your call that way.
Yeah, man. I drove past the stadium on the way home from choir rehearsal, man. And, wow, it looks so empty. All those stands they took out off the top. But, you know, we got arena football champions last year when the Caps won. And even the Wizards are starting to look up, man. But the WNBA, that gives us something to hope for. And then the Nats, of course. Nats have looked real good since, what, 12?
Yeah.
2012?
Yeah.
And they might go, and they're the wild card. They're not the champs this year. And the wild card, the play-in guys have won the World Series. So a few more often than not. So we might be having something real special coming up.
I want to know what gospel song you sing when you pass by FedEx Field. That's what I want to know. A little Hezekiah
Nobody
Walker. Nobody
knows. The trouble I see.
I love it. I love it. But you know what? You are absolutely right about the fact that these other teams have picked us up and given us something to hope for, and it has completely changed our perspective when it comes to the Washington Redskins. Let me ask you this. You think we're at rock bottom, or you think it gets worse?
No, the Redskins were some real dog poo in the 60s, man. Sonny Jurgensen would throw for 400 yards, and Charlie Taylor – man, but when Ken Houston stood up Walt Garrison at that goal line, and we went, and even though we lost, we went up against Miami in the perfect season. That was wonderful, man. And then, you know, then Joe Gibbs comes in and goes 0-5, and the next year we're in the Super Bowl. We had about a 20-year run from 73 to 92 where we were just the beast. And I can't say nothing really bad about the Redskins. I hope they get it together real soon. I hope somebody lights a spark up under my man Jay Gruden, and I hope Trent comes out of retirement or delayed, you know, gratification or whatever he wants. And you know, I hope they put Dwayne Haskins. What's his name, Haskins?
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins.
Let him be a gunslinger, man. You know, just give him a green light and just say play.
You know,
they might even have to call Josh Doctson back.
I could tell you came from choir practice because you out here talking about I can't say nothing bad about the Redskins. You say a lot bad about the Redskins. You just choosing not to. I appreciate you taking the spiritual approach. Do me a favor and make sure you say a prayer for our altar call because we definitely need to beat the Giants. At least let us beat the Giants. I don't want to walk through the shadow of the valley of death. I don't need that in my life. So I appreciate
the Giants have had the Redskins number forever, man.
Yeah, that is true.
I bought tickets to the Super Bowl when the Giants won because I thought there was no way that the Redskins were going to not win one of three victories and they showed up choked back in 86, going in the 87 Super Bowl.
That's a very good
I mean,
hey, I believe the Giants have had our number since Jonah was in the belly of the whale. It's really been that long. That's why I grew up hating the Giants almost as much as I hated the Cowboys. I'm like, what is it that we have to do to beat the Giants? I feel like Lot dealing with the boils and the leprosy and stuff. I don't know what it is that we have to do to evade ourselves of the Giants, but Al, I appreciate you, and I'll be back tomorrow night. Make sure you hit me up when you're on your way back from choir practice.
Hey, just remember, the Giants did win the greatest game ever played.
I mean, that was before we had options. If we're going back to that, that's a whole story for another time. But, I will argue that with you tomorrow, Al. I appreciate you for calling in.
All right. My pleasure. Have a blessed one, man.
You too. That was Al from Chevrolet. Now let's go to Andy from his car. Andy, how you doing?
Hey, I tell you, were you disguising your voice on that previous call?
I don't think so. What did I
say? Man, that's funny. You got such a good sense of humor, and that was such a funny. I mean, everything started the show was true. Like, you listen to Seinfeld or somebody, the funniest stuff is also true. And I about pulled over laughing at the start of the show. And your wit and sense of humor is absolutely phenomenal. But I got one question for you.
I appreciate that.
I've been trying to figure it out, just like Al that called in. I go way back, went to the first Caps games, followed all that stuff. It's kind of odd where all these people show up wearing the other team's uniform, no matter what team's in town. And I kind of think it's D.C. fans that put on the other team uniform and show up.
That is funny. I haven't been to a Modell's lately, but I'm wondering if they're now exclusively selling visiting gear. That would actually be a smart way to go. I know.
Yeah,
I wanted to add that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people make their living selling gear down by the stadium, but that's not a bad side hustle.
No, we need to open up a Modell stand at the stadium at halftime. We'll probably get a lot of sales for the second half if we're down.
That's hilarious. It's too bad that the Dolphins game is in Miami, because that would be where we know it's crossed the line. And if the Dolphins fans take over our stadium, that's when we know something has gone horribly awry. We already know something's gone horribly awry, but at least we've reached the point of no return. Andy, I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you, Reese. I tell you, I had a rough day listening going home. I heard your first show, and I've heard a number since then. Man, keep it up. It's really fun to listen to.
All right, thank you so much, Andy. You're welcome to call in anytime. I'll be back tomorrow night, by the way, if you have some more on your mind. If you guys want to call in, I'm 800-636-1067. Definitely thanks to Andy and Al. But that, a lot of Redskins fans that go back, that have seen the 70s, they have seen just how bad it can get. And to them, I say thank you, because I need that sense of history to let me know that it actually can get better on the other side of this valley. However, I will also say this, they did not have to deal with the Dan Snyder era in the 70s. You didn't. So that's a new issue that we have to work through as a city and as a fan base. But as I mentioned, I am so grateful for all these other teams picking us up. I mean, you saw the joy when the Capitals won the championship. I remember watching those parades and seeing all those old black people crying in the middle of the street in D.C. I know they never watched no hockey. All that was the pain of supporting the Redskins for decades. That's what that was. That was the pain of supporting the Redskins leaving the body. And they got us there. That was the joy and the relief and the exhalation. That was us. We've been waiting to exhale, and we exhale. Stella got her groove back. But it's hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube, because sure enough, here come the same old Redskins. You know what? We are not the same old fans. And I appreciate y'all for that. I'll be back shortly. 800-636-1067. 6'7". I'm Reese Waters. All my D.C. fans out there still suffering from two nights ago, we got something to feel good about. Congratulations to the Washington Nationals manager, Davey Martinez. My man, Trey Turner, Max Scherzer, and the gang for making the postseason. Becoming one of only two teams to start 19-31 or worse in the last 30 years to actually make the playoffs. We have something to feel good about. Some of y'all still out there need a little pick-me-up. I'm going to go to my man Matt from Norman, Oklahoma. Matt, what was it like growing up as a Redskins fan in Oklahoma? That I need to know.
Well, I actually, I only just moved out here a couple of years ago for college. I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, third generation Redskins fan. My grandpa picked up the team, and it's been passed down the line. So, growing up in Charlotte, surrounded by Panthers fans, I don't know. I guess you talked earlier about the Schadenfreude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, watching them.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lose was fun until that 15-1 season. Then they all started coming out of the woodwork.
I gotta say, so it's basically like you chose this life, because some of us had no choice. My mother was a diehard Redskins fan, and you know I grew up here in Prince George's County. I had no choice in the matter. You had a choice. What made you choose this life?
Well, it was a family thing. Like my grandpa was a fan of the team. He passed it down to my mother. She passed it down to me. So third generation, just keeping it in the family. But, man, going from, being surrounded by Panthers fans who were apparently just learning about football when their team, went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you have no idea how many walking around. I saw so many brand new jerseys that season. It was ridiculous. I go from that, being surrounded by that, to moving out to Oklahoma for college, where we have a bunch of Texas kids come up. And so now I'm surrounded by Cowboys fans.
Rough. That's rough.
I didn't think it was possible to be in a worse situation than the one I was in like 4 years ago or whatever when the Panthers were making their Super Bowl run. But yeah, I've hit rock bottom.
You know what? Matt, what I can say is that we have something to feel good about in the city now with the Nationals, with the Mystics. Capitals are a fun team to root for. I mean, even Maryland football has given us more hope.
I'm a big hockey guy.
There you go.
I love the Capitals. I got an Alex Ovechkin Stanley Cup bobblehead sitting on my dresser. It's great. That was so great watching them win that.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate you for calling in. I'll be back tomorrow night. You're free and welcome to call in again.
Reese, I'm a big fan. I've been following you on Twitter for a few years. I appreciate you letting me call in, man.
Thank you so much. You're welcome to call in anytime I'm on. You actually raised a really good point about the jerseys, because that's something that I've been interested in myself. Can we at least get some players that – evoke us or allow us to feel motivated to get a fresh jersey? All the Redskins jerseys I see look like they've been through wars. The most recent Redskins jersey that I see walking around the city is RG3. I myself, I got a RG3 because I had to for the movement, for the culture. I had to get an RG3. I got a John Riggins, which was my personal hero growing up. And, of course, I got a Doug Williams, also done for the culture. But, I mean, can we get – is there anybody that would allow us to feel positive about getting a Redskins? Can we at least do that? Can we at least be interesting? I mean, we got Adrian Peterson leading the team in rushing with 64, 65 some odd yards on the season. Come on now. Of course, we got Terry McLaurin. He is a reason to feel good and positive. But I don't know whether I want to embrace him or tell him to get out. I feel like this might be Get Out the movie. Hey, man. Hey, brother. Be careful out here. Oh, man. Redskins fans, man. You guys feel free to give me a call in 800-636-1067. Now, you know, I want you guys to feel good. I'm trying to give you things to feel good about. We have the other teams we can feel good about in D.C. They did say on XXL, the magazine XXL put out on Twitter, they were asking what the best diss track was of all time. And that got me to thinking. The most popular responses were No Vaseline from Ice Cube. There was Hit 'Em Up, Tupac's old Hit 'Em Up, going at Biggie Smalls. There was Nas's Ether, and of course Jay-Z's Takeover. And it was appropriate because all this was happening as I was watching the Redskins demolition on Monday night. I kind of went through the process of all these diss tracks while I'm watching the game, wondering which one was most appropriate for that night. That particular Bears night, I think, was more of an ether. That was more of a systemic beatdown that we suffered at the hands of the Bears. It was very cerebral, the way that whole thing went down. The Cowboys game, as far as I'm concerned, we would never really end that. That's a Hit 'Em Up. That's a Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. That was just from the word go. Of course, the Eagles, we had a lead, and we kind of let that one get away from us. That was more like a Jay-Z's Takeover. You remember Jay-Z's Takeover came out, and everybody was really excited about it. And then upon further review, we actually decided that Ether was better. That's kind of like a Redskins-Eagles situation. Looks like we got a couple calls in. My man Christopher from Calvert County says, don't be down about the Redskins. Pick me up, Chris.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, listen. Hey, dude, I'm a Raiders fan since they were playing against Minnesota. Fran Tarkington.
Oh, that's rough.
I mean, what have they done since then?
That's rough, man. That's rough. At least you got the coach we were supposed to hire in the first place. I guess it means your brand is stronger than ours.
Well, you know what? Is it going to pay off?
That's a whole nother kettle of fish.
Okay.
I appreciate fans of worse teams calling in. That is something that picked me up. Nothing makes me feel better than hearing about somebody else doing worse. So I appreciate you for that, Christopher. Now, have you given any thought to converting to a Redskins fan?
I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. I really can't do it. Yes.
We haven't given you much reason to.
You know what? I got my family that's a big fan of the Redskins, but I gotta go West Coast. I gotta stick on the West Coast. Yeah.
I can understand that. At least that maybe look, there's levels to this. I can't say that we wanna a Super Bowl is completely out of sight. Can we at least have a team that makes people that live in the city consider converting? There's no reason for anybody to even consider converting to be a Redskins fan right now. Thank you very much, Chris. I'll be back tomorrow night. You're free to call in. I know I got my man Matt from Fredericksburg here. I'm going to catch you on the other side of the break. I also want to ask you guys this because I'm going to be – I have a friend of mine, my boy Jake, has been inviting me to go to the Ravens pretty much for the last couple of years. And I said no because I'm a Redskins fan. I got no business being at M&T Bank. I'm a Redskins fan. This is what I do. I'm going to finally take him up on that this week because I kind of wanted to see what this whole Lamar Jackson live experience is all about. But I have no idea how to conduct myself in front of watchable football because it's been so long. So if you guys have any advice for me on how to act and behave myself in front of a contending team, you're welcome to give me a call and give me some advice on that. 800-636-1067. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan. Picking y'all up, because that's what we do Tuesday night. Redskins fan therapy continues. Thank you, Nats, for doing your part to pick us up right at the outset. I'm going to go to my man Matt in Fredericksburg. He had a comment about the jerseys. You a jersey collector, sir?
What's up, Reese? I appreciate you picking me up, man. Just keep holding me down, right?
I'm doing what I can. Every little bit counts.
That's right. I used to collect jerseys. I liked what you said about it's hard to find one that doesn't look like it's been through the ringer here lately, but I feel like that's pretty accurate. As Redskins fans, we've been through the ringer here for a long, long while, right?
Oh, man. I look, when I see a Redskins jersey on the street, it looked like they just finished, got through playing. It looked like they all look game worn at this point because we know it's been through a couple of losses and some beverages, some nachos, probably been a couple of breakups. You know, all that, it's been through life. They're all life-worn at this point. We don't have no fresh jerseys no more because it ain't been no players that have inspired us to get a fresh jersey. It's been that long.
I know that's right. And I love me some nachos too, bro. and I appreciate you trying to convert that one caller onto the Redskins.
Hey, you know misery loves company. I need somebody else to help carry this cross that we got walking through Northwest.
I can dig it. As far as going to M&T and, you know, my advice on that, if you're going to go as a Redskins fan, just keep your head down. Don't make eye contact.
I don't know, man. It's been a while since I've willingly chose to go to Baltimore, so that's a whole nother line that I'm crossing. But just the issue of how to behave, it's just been so long since I've just been in front of watchable football. And the thing is, I'm so triggered because these networks keep flashing me these Lamar Jackson highlights in the middle of my Redskins debacle. Like, can't you just let me be sad in peace? It's like you going through something and you log on to Instagram and you see how well everybody else is doing. Like, this is not helping me right now, okay? Your Lamar Jackson highlights is not helping me deal with the Case Keenum era. It's a struggle.
Bro, I'm with you, man. So my wife asked me last week during the Cowboys game, she said I knew we weren't going to be good. Can we change teams? Can we be Baltimore fans? And I just said, no, honey, unfortunately it doesn't work like that. But and she knew that, you know, from Jump Street. But she has the right idea. It's hard to argue if it keeps going like this.
If you could take the Baltimore out of Baltimore Ravens, I would be much more likely to be on board. That is a line I have a very hard time crossing. But, hey, man, I appreciate you helping me out.
That's well said, sir.
I appreciate you.
Hey, you have a good night, bro.
All right, you too, man. I'm back tomorrow night. You're welcome to call in, 800-636-1067. My producer here, Jalen, is going to be going to the game as well. I kind of wanted to talk to you about how to conduct myself in front of watchable football, but I see you now have a Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt on, so you can't even relate to what I'm going through right now.
You sure? Because, you know, I didn't go to the game here, and I haven't been to a game in Dallas, so I relate.
Yeah, see, she's one of the undercovers. I feel like that's one of the issues that we have as a fan base. It's hard to deal with the recovery and the emotional recovery of dealing with the games because we don't know who's riding with us. It's not like I could just be I can't just call out for help in the middle of the metro because you know it's Cowboys fans in there who can't wait to see that, and I'm not showing that level of weakness. So I hold it on the inside. Okay, and then it affects my relationships with my family and friends. That's how this becomes insidious. That's how this propagates itself, and that is why I am trying to be a conduit. Okay, I'm trying to be a beacon in in the light. I'm trying to be a light in the tunnel of darkness that is Redskins fandom in 2019 here on The Fan. So you are welcome to come in and just release and be free and know that I got your back, okay? Jalen don't got your back because she got a Cowboys hoodie on right now doing radio in D.C. The tragedy.
Washington, D.C. stands for Washington, Dallas, Cowboys.
Oh, stop. Don't even do that. Don't even. Y'all weren't held enough as kids.
It was only 3 games at this point. Like, come, give them a chance. I mean, everyone's calling for Gruden to be fired.
They got a chance. They got the Giants this week. That's your chance.
Oh, well.
That's your chance.
I don't know. Daniel Jones looked kind of good out there for a Dukie. And I'm University of Maryland. That's hard for me to say to be cheering for a Duke person. Well, I'm not cheering for him. But to give him a lot of props.
Danny Dimes has been a thing for 3 minutes. Okay? If we let Danny Dimes do us dirty, then they deserve everything they have coming to them. Now, I will say this. There's a lot of speculation about will Gruden keep his job, and if not, when he might be fired. The window of time is in between the Giants game and the Patriots game at home. Because I'll tell you this. If they lose that Giants game, do you have any idea how ugly that Patriots home game is going to be?
It's the Patriots.
Do you have – I'm just saying – do you have any idea how ugly it's going to be? That's one of those games that I will go to just to see what happens. Like, you ever see a brawl or a melee or argument breakout? You ever see a couple argue at the restaurant and your people like, oh, let's get out of here. But like, nah, I want to see what's going to happen. Like, I want that. Everybody who goes to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game is going with that mindset of the argument in the middle of the Applebee's or the Chili's, where they're like, oh, I just want to see exactly what's going to happen. I want to see how bad this can get. It can get real bad. I mean, as bad as we've ever seen it if they lose that Giants game and they come home and face the New England Patriots and what that could potentially turn into. So I will say this. That is the ideal window for them if they do want to get rid of Jay Gruden is after the Giants game.
Well, let Haskins play against Jones. That'd be two young guys playing against each other. I think that'd be best for them to sit Keenum down and let Jones play. So then he'll be like, all right, well, he likes to move a certain way. I can move better. I'm trying to help y'all out. I'm trying.
I'm not setting my man up like that's a setup.
You think so?
That's a setup. Yeah, that's a setup. Because he ain't been with the ones this whole time. All of a sudden, you put him in on a 0-3 demoralized team playing the Giants, and you know they're going to be matching him up head up with Daniel Jones and comparing the two of them when Daniel Jones already has more action, more game action under his belt. Nah, man. Nah.
I say do it. Remember, because he wanted to be drafted by the Giants.
See,
let's not forget
you
this.
You say do it because you have no vested interest in Dwayne Haskins' future, okay, because you have a star on your chest. That's why you say do it.
He's a homeboy still.
You want to laugh about it. That's
why. He's a homeboy.
You're not acting like he's a homeboy, okay? I'm trying to protect my mans. I'm not putting him in that situation.
I'm trying to help him show the Giants that they should have drafted him 14th other than letting him slide.
You know
like
what?
That.
He got 10 years to show him that, hopefully. I don't need to show him that this week. Dealing
you don't
with,
want to lose this game. You're talking about how is it going to look when you play against the Patriots.
Well, this is the thing. I don't want to lose this game, but I'm not one of these people that's out here acting like Case Keenum has been the problem. In my opinion, Case Keenum has been fine. So outside of not knowing where he's at on the field, other than that, Case Keenum has been fine. So you put Dwayne Haskins in the position that Case Keenum has been in with that offensive line, with that defense, with that coaching staff, et cetera, et cetera. That's not a winning situation to put him into. Now, you're going to have to put him in there at some point, but I'm not putting him in there where you know they're going to compare him against Daniel Jones.
You don't have to start. You can always just come off the bench.
That's
right?
Fair. Hey, he could play for sure. He could play. Oh no, he's not starting. Okay, all right. I feel you.
Yeah, I want him to play some and be like, look, this is what you all lost out when you drafted him and not me, and this is why I'm at home to be. I don't want to call him a savior, but he can at least help.
Hey, I'm taking this long game. I don't need him to prove that today. I think he's got a lot of time. Hey, I believe in Dwayne Haskins. I believe I was a fan of his at Ohio State. I believe that he's a guy who has the physical ability. All we need to do is coach him up. I don't know that they have the ability to coach him up right now, but I feel like it's something that can be done. I just want to give him every opportunity to succeed. So I understand why the fans are calling for Dwayne Haskins, because you really call him for anything different. At this point, I mean, they were calling for Dwayne Haskins in the same mindset that you call for Gruden to be fired, you call for Minuski to be fired. Hey, why don't y'all try wearing different uniforms? Why don't y'all try playing back at RFK? Why don't you try your jerseys inside out, wear your left foot shoe on the right foot? Anything we can, anything you can do to change what's happening right now. Anything. I'm sitting in different chairs in my living room. I'm drinking a different brand. You know, pretty much anything you can do to change what's happening right now, we are in favor of. And so I don't blame the fans for calling for Dwayne Haskins one bit. At least it would give us something to keep us interested and locked in. I'm just saying, for his sake and for his future, I would not start him against the New York Giants. But I will say this. They better win that game, because it's going to get ugly if they don't and they come back home to face the New England Patriots. But I will say you this, if that indeed does happen, I will be at that game with the mindset of everybody else at the Waffle House. I just want to see what's going to happen. Let them fight. I'm Reese Waters on 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you hit me up. I'm here for about another 20 minutes of group therapy, 800-636-1067. We'll be back shortly. You can come back, and I say that to all, each and every one of my DC sports fans out there working through it, 800-636-1067. Thank you to everybody who called in. I'll be back tomorrow night. We're going to continue this. Another day removed, 24 hours removed. We will feel a lot better, that much I will guarantee you, especially after we get a lot more of these Nats celebration videos in our system. But look, nothing makes you feel better like Schadenfreude. Nothing makes you feel better by looking at what somebody else is going through. So I had a couple of stories I want to present to you. One, a woman in California, I don't know if you guys saw this story, she was caught pushing $6,000 worth of stolen quarters in a baby stroller. Now, California police saw a woman struggling to push a baby stroller. Obviously, they wanted to go over and help her out. It wasn't a baby. She was pushing roughly $6,000 in quarters she had allegedly stolen during a burglary. Now, can you imagine doing a whole burglary and you have to leave out there with quarters? Just imagine all the planning that goes into a burglary. You have to think about, you have to weigh the punishment. The potential punishment, you know, what are you going to do with your life on ice, your life on hold? You know, you putting your whole life in jeopardy when you willing to walk into a felony and you walk out there with quarters. Okay? It could be worse, Redskins fans. You guys see this story about an American Airlines flight that was forced to land because of an unruly passenger? My man was punching seats, yelling at people, and smoking cigarettes, and ended up screaming, "You're all screwed." This happened just this past week. My heart goes out to everybody on that flight, because everybody knows anything that goes left on a flight is going to take 3-4 times longer than it needs to before they make sure everything is clear and everybody is safe to travel. So you got to deal with all of that. And knowing that even when that's done, you're going to sit here and have to wait forever before you get to your destination. It could be worse, Redskins fans. I don't know if you saw this gentleman. This happened in Indiana after 140-mile-per-hour chase. A man was caught. He tells police he just didn't think their cruisers could catch his 2002 Acura. What 2002 Acura hitting 140 miles per hour? I want to know. I've seen some 2002 Acuras driving around the Beltway. They wasn't hitting 140. They wasn't even hitting 40. I want to know how this 2002 Acura hit 140 miles per hour. We got questions. You guys see Michael Jordan has a new tequila brand featuring a $1,600 bottle of tequila. I wonder if that's any of that money that he was supposed to donate when it went into making that tequila. Hey, if he really cared about us, he would donate that to DC fans that have been struggling ever since he left the Wizards. If you had to deal with Michael Jordan, the Wizards years, if you had to deal with him trading Rip Hamilton for Jerry Stackhouse, we should get a free bottle of that $1,600 tequila. We deserve it. If you, I should be able to show a receipt saying I was a Wizards fan that watched Michael Jordan draft Kwame Brown. Therefore, I should be able to cash this in for a free bottle of this $1,600 tequila. At minimum, that's what they owe us. Then you have a Florida man, naturally. Very appropriately found with 43 turtles inside his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack. Yes, my man had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle backpack, which is already a problem. He had 43 striped turtles inside. Naturally, it was Florida. He was just sentenced to 1 year probation. No jail time. That's a man I want walking the streets. Now, if there was ever a case, a situation that would cause me to feel better about myself, of all those, I think it's the woman that did the robbery and got away with quarters. But the one that I want you to focus on is the 2002 Acura. Because right now, as a fan base, as a franchise, we have a 2002 Acura that plays at FedEx. But what we just learned, with the right maintenance and the right care, you can hit 140. It might not be today. It won't be today. It might not be this season. It won't be this season. It might not be this decade. We at the end of the decade. It's not going to be this decade. It may not even be the century the way we've been going the last 19 years. But we've hit 140 before, and we will hit 140 again. So I say to all my DC fans, keep your head up. And to the Washington Nationals and the Washington Capitals and the Washington Mystics, thank you. I see you over there, Wizards. I'm not making eye contact with you right now. I'll deal with you in a couple of months. Thank you guys for joining me on The Fan. Make sure you check for the podcast. I'll be posting that on all my social media pages. I'm at Reese Waters. Keep it locked right here. All day tomorrow. Everything you need to know. I'm Reese Waters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.